Welcome to this brand new episode of Linus på Bosnian podcast. And this is an episode that if you like, you can watch it and listen, of course, but watch it with the video on Spotify. So if you want to see me and my guest today talk to each other, you can do it on Spotify through the video. Otherwise, just listen to it in your normal podcast app with the audio. The guest today is Lenny Schloss, one of the founder and guy behind the development of the tennis training tool iCoach. In this episode, he tells us everything on the story behind how iCoach was developed, the science behind it, the involvement of Billie Jean King, and what the purpose is with the training programs, and why he can guarantee development if you follow all the steps and guidelines on how to use the tool and the programs that follows. It was a great chat with Lenny. And if you want to read more about it, you can go to my longtime partner, houseofbontin.se, and read more. And remember that with the discount code Linus, you have 15% off on all their stuff in their shop, except for Slinger Bag and already discounted products. But now, please welcome Lenny Schloss. Now I'm sitting here and have the big pleasure to welcome Lenny Schloss to the podcast. Welcome, Lenny.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Lenny, I was thinking that we could start with, if you could just tell us briefly about your background. You have played tennis yourself, I think, and how did your journey look like as a player?
I think that question tends to get boring for me to answer in that I don't think I have anything unusual that anybody hasn't experienced. So my journey at the age of 15 had to be between baseball and tennis to get to college, and I chose the tennis. I was an unranked junior but a very good athlete, and I quickly rose to the top of the ranks in the juniors within the 2 or 3 years, got a scholarship, and excelled in the sport to a very high level. And the reason I'm on with you today and what we just finished talking about is I hit a block that I couldn't break through. And it affected me in a way that I felt like there was something wrong with me. The coaches were giving me the right information, but I couldn't execute and couldn't break through to levels that I wanted. And so it's as I got injured and had to retire, it led me on a journey to find out what that block was, why I could hit a great shot. And the very next shot, it like I never knew what I was doing or take a lesson, have get it really worked out and had some great coaches. And then it would fall apart. And so whose fault is that? And that would be always ended up on me. And so that became that. That's kind of my journey. And I think as I got into the coaching side, after the tour, and I did do quite well comparatively, but it's the same story at every level. I was in tennis, if you're one of the top collegiate players, you're called an All-American. And I became the my school's first All-American. And then within the first 3 years, I was a top 10 American on the tour. But none of that mattered, because what mattered was something wasn't right that I could keep missing when I shouldn't be missing, and have great wins and then have terrible losses. So all the listeners and all the coaches probably understand that we all go through this. And so my journey was, that's not right. There's something missing. And as a coach, I began that journey. And it's just why I'll be sharing what we can do now. There's one thing that was missing that was never taught and can now be taught in a way that the brain will function at levels that Grand Slam winners function. And we can see a ball better. We can anticipate faster. We can get into better spacing positions quicker. We can hit more solid shots with the coach's training and self-correct without the coach having to come in and do it all over again. And so that's what we'll talk about a little bit later, but it is a breakthrough that in the brain that I found outside of tennis when I was searching for the problems. And we'll get into that, but that's kind of my journey. And okay. from on the tennis side.
So this was the gaps you were missing as a player that you found out when you started to coach them, or did I understand correctly? Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you find them, or how did you do find them?
I started to travel and to different conferences and didn't hear anything that I hadn't heard before. And then I, someone knew of the journey that I was on and said, this Brain Eye Institute, the gentleman who runs it knew me. And he said, I think I know what you're looking for. And so I said, okay. And I went over, and basically no one had actually taught me the eye function and the ability for the eye to function correctly in a sport determines the level that you can play. And I said, okay, well, I don't know anything about that eye thing. And so it was 15 years that I went inside and was able to learn from the eye people. And then 9 months later in this 15-year journey, I met a gentleman from China, his Dr. An, who was studying the natural eye-hand coordination reflexes of a human's brain.
Okay.
And I said, well, what is that? How does that work? So I heard the eye, so I went and met with him. And that was the 15-year journey where he taught me basically that there is a natural connection with eye-hand coordination that humans use for athletic events when we were hunting to survive. And those same functions of the eye are on a tennis court. And if we trigger them, so all we have to do is put the instruction in first and then trigger the eye to go out and hunt, and we can get to positions like Grand Slam winners, hit the ball solidly like Grand Slam winners. We may not be that level. And that the eye will self-correct for us. So now what does that mean for a coach when we get into this? And I'm kind of painting this broad picture.
Yeah, perfect.
It means that those of us that care about coaching, those of us that care about playing, our goal is how do I ensure that I'm actually getting my students to be the best athletes they can be? How do I answer that? Well, I pass forward everything that I know, and then I hope that they'll do better. But I've always asked my question, am I actually helping Sally or Johnny or a housewife or high-level players? Am I actually training them to be the best athletes they can be? And what is that measurement? And the measurement, we've now established a way that coaches and players can actually determine their best athletic levels. And I'll get to that as I keep painting this picture, but I guess I'm trying to hold your audience to a place where my journey has been, which was there is a secret to the brain of a Grand Slam winner. And now we want every coach and every athlete that wants to learn to play a ball sport to be able to be eye-centric and determine and make sure their eye is as strong as their technique. And so we found a way to build that into each stroke. And it's called Sweet Spot Brain Training. It's Billie Jean King's Sweet Spot Brain Training. Billie Jean King is a partner, and if you know her, and her history, she is all about the truth, all about science, and all about where people are in their ability to have a fair shot at anything they want to do. And so it's all about human rights. And we're the only piece of her puzzle that is tied to tennis, that she wants us to get this out, get it into the school systems, which we are now, and get it to the coaches, which we will be doing shortly, and get it to students who are passionate about getting better. And it's called, I guess I'll just keep rolling for a minute.
go.
There is a neurological device It's called Billie Jean King Sweet Spot Eye Trainer. And we use this device to actually, and it's a system. I'm trying to jump ahead of myself, so I don't want to go too fast. Am I making sense so far, though?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's super interesting.
So what do we do? Let's just step back before I jump into how we jumped in. We work with students, and we did a study, a Billie Jean King study. It was the first of its kind ever. And we studied how often the ball actually lands in the center of the strings, which is okay. Where everything happens. And if you don't, you get the errors.
Yeah, of course.
And we found that the pros are 50% not hitting in the center of their strings.
So they're not hitting the sweet spot 50% of the time.
Yeah, which means half the time they're not utilizing the full benefit of the coaching and the training and the efforts. Mm-hmm. Half of the time. Who's slightly better? The Grand Slam winners.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Footwork, pretty much solid. Techniques, solid. I mean, you get to that level. Mm-hmm. But why and what are they doing that when they, the Grand Slam winners are, so we've videoed the eye as well as where the ball landed. Mm-hmm. And we found that the difference is in the eye.
Okay.
That the eye is moving too far away from the contact too soon.
How did you do that research, or how did you find that?
We did over 100 sites. It's a 14-page document. United States Tennis Association has it, in which we went out on the court, and I'd come to your facility and say, Linus, I want to. We're testing something, and we have a device here, and you mind if we work with it for students? And you say, oh yeah, great. You know, I'm always happy to learn. Yeah. We did that in 100 different sites, a couple of hundred coaches, and a few thousand students.
Oh, okay.
And we filmed the first 15 minutes, and we filmed the eye and then the balance, mm-hmm. and where they were at contact, just at the point of contact for that fraction of a second. Mm-hmm. And found it in the studies that 90% of every pro and every amateur is off balance. 90%. Off balance.
Uh-huh.
Except the Grand Slam winners are slightly better. Okay. But there was something shifting around in their brain while they were hitting. And so there was so much activity in their brains that their eye could not stay in one place. So it would shift.
Okay.
And so then we continued that and found that the students that we're teaching and listening today and the coaches, the technique was in correctly. Beautifully, mm-hmm. but was only coming out 20% of the time, not 50, 20% of the time they were actually able to land on the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. That means 80% of the time our instruction is being blocked. Huh. That means 80% of the time we think we have to go in and fix it.
Exactly.
And so it comes to the time of what is the cause and what is the symptom? Is it the technique breaking down? Is it my instruction not getting in, or is it something else? And so what I was being fixed was, it was always my technique, my footwork, mm-hmm. my spacing, my grip, my stress, quiet your mind. But the eye was never touched. So now we say, okay, well, now we have a new element. And that is, what if I could train the eye and the stroke at the same time? Now my instruction is getting in. I'm getting their eye to be trained to stay on the correct side of the ball until it leaves, like the Grand Slam winners. Their eyes are on the back side of the ball after it leaves. And their minds are quieted. What if we could develop a process where every kid began to learn day one how to train their eye to be able to self-correct while they're learning their stroke, so when they go to the court, they are 80% trained. 80% trained with your instruction. 80% trained so that you can look at and say, oh, great, I don't have to do those things anymore. Their balance is good. The spacing is much better. I can start to add new things in. So a whole door opens up for the coaches instead of seven or eight lessons and trying to keep the child or the adult happy to keep coming back. It's okay, you got that. Now I'm going to add in open stance, or I'm going to add in heavy topspin, or I'm going to add in down the lines, cross courts. I'll just keep adding them in.
But is it only if we practice the eye, but we still need to practice those skills separately as well, I guess.
We need the court, we need the coach, we need everything.
Yeah.
But we train fitness off the court.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Hybrid system.
We train the off the court so that we can be better on the court.
Yeah, right? Of course. Yes.
Why can't we train the brain off the court with the strokes so that when I get to the court, I'm better on the court too?
Mm. Yeah, that makes
sense. Instead of just 100% on the court. And we now have the system.
Yeah.
We can now get these devices out to coaches, to parents, to kids, to high performance players. We actually did a study. We took one Pro Tour player so far, just so everybody knows to what level this goes. And we're obligated not to mention the name yet. Last year, and this person had never gotten to the second week, of a Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. Never gotten to the second week. This person got to the semifinals of a Grand Slam. And but we have stories of all of these stories that we did in our trials. This was another one of our trials. So it's opening up like crazy.
And what kind of tool is it? How does it work?
Sweet Spot Brain Trainer, it's a ball on a stick that simulates the rhythm in the last 3 feet going back and forth. And people go on the website, House of Boughton, is the European distributor. And they can see the device. It's very simple, but it is a very smart system. And the key is the vocabulary that is being used to train the eye blends with the vocabulary of the coach instruction. When they're hitting on this, the brain actually feels like it is on a tennis court.
Okay. Yeah.
Therefore, we don't have to be on the tennis court. So the coach can now say, let's go home and I want you to practice. These are the things I want you to practice. Well, while he's practicing their footwork and their technique and the wrist, they're also practicing the ball landing in the center of their strings. Their eye is automatically being trained to do it. The feel of every hit is triggered in the brain. The weight is scientifically designed where there's slight weights on each side of the ball as it's coming towards you. So your brain feels immensely a miss hit and immensely a solid hit. It's crazy how fast the brain corrects itself because it knows how to do it in the first place. Mm. So by practicing and getting the reps, we now know that if they practice 10 minutes a day at home, whatever you want them to teach, want them to learn, 10 minutes a day, they will get 1,000 solid hits stored in their brain that they can use to self-correct when they get to the court. They'll have 1,000 extra. After 5 weeks, they now have a magic number. They have 5,000, and we tested what is the number. A Grand Slam winner has so many solid hits when they miss hit that a miss hit triggers the next ball to be solid. Mm. Our students miss hit 80% of the time. So after 5,000, 4,000 of them, 4,000 are miss hits on the court. Oh. On the court, 4,000. What happens under pressure is we get better at whatever we practice. So when we miss, we have a whole new ball game now. Well, of course, I'm going to trigger another miss hit. Of course, I'm going to trigger my student to start doubting. Of course, I'm going to have to talk to my student about positive thinking.
Yeah.
When you're miss hitting 80%, it's really hard to stay positive and trust. But when you're solidly hitting 5,000 is a basic number, then they now have the best of everything. Their brain is quiet, like a Grand Slam winner's. They're not thinking. They're not thinking about the technique. They're not thinking about their footwork because they're practicing on a sweet spot brain trainer that simulates as if they're on the court. So when they go to the court, the ball comes over, they see it faster. They pick it up sooner. They move to their positions faster. Their techniques are clean because they've been practicing exactly what you want. And when they practice, you don't have to be there because the sweet spot trainer is saying, yes, you're hitting in the center. No, you didn't. Yes, it is. No, you didn't. And it's in doing it in a consolidated way, Linus, where we know that if a student hits 10 shots really well over an hour, or they can hit 10 solid shots in a minute, the brain is going to learn much faster in the minute of 10 shots than the hour. We've consolidated the practice where on the sweet spot brain trainer, it's 10 times more hits than when you're on the court. No ball pickup.
And no, exactly.
The key is the simulation that a brain is actually on a court and you walk onto the court and it's 100% transfer. Just like fitness training makes you quick, you know, stronger. The sweet spot trainer practices strokes. So now for all the coaches, they should look at the House of Bolton and go there. And Petter and Lisa are phenomenally engaged in what is the best, most important thing for kids to learn and for coaches to have. And that's what they're, that's why we partner up with them. We're honored to be partners with them. There's a new product that I will talk to you about in a minute, but I wanted all the coaches to know there is now a way for your students to practice perfectly, to be able to come back to their next lesson, for you to teach them more and have them more positive and not ever have to say, keep your eye on the ball. Never have to say, keep your head still. Never have to say, don't look up. They will correct themselves. The eye is a human system that self-corrects. When you trip on something, you instantly self-correct. Your balance is instantly restored. We are tapping into those athletic instincts that I talked about before, which answered my journey, which was how do I know if Vega, as an example, Lisa and Petter's daughter, how do I know if I'm helping her become the best athlete she can be with her coaches, that she's the quickest, the fastest, the strongest, the most powerful? Those instincts that we used to survive for fight or flight are the same instincts that we now are triggering for them to be able to go take lessons, and their eye will be this pathway for all of that. If your eye is functioning at a medium level, you function below that. If your eye is functioning at a superb level, you will function at a superb level. We are interdependent, but until now, there is no device or system or words like don't keep your head still or don't look at the ball. Our brain couldn't understand it. So long story short is now Billie Jean King, sweet spot brain trainer, is a game changer. And that's what she lives her life for, is to make changes in people that will make it. And it's so affordable. It's ridiculous.
Why did Billie Jean King choose to be involved in this project? I understand the purpose, but how did that become a partnership sort of?
40 years ago, I got off the tour. And I began the journey, and I met, when I realized after meeting with the scientists on the human's natural athletic instincts and how if we don't break them down and we put the instruction in a certain way, we can perform it at tremendous levels as athletes. So my first call was to Arthur Ashe, and I flew up and we met. We had played against each other, and he was my first partner. He said, let's do it. And he died two or three years later, but we had started an academy where we had to go prove the data. He said, let's get the stats and make sure we did. So the academy, we taught over 15,000 students. We won national awards from the United States for the best training facility. And we didn't have any money. I mean, it was, we had a low budget, but we were just killing it because of the system that we were learning to use. And so when we finished the journey, it was about 12 years later, we finally figured out, okay, we're really onto something. Where do we go from here? And that was, then I went to Billie Jean. And I said, this is where we are. And within 5 minutes, she understood it, because her whole methodology and belief system was point of contact training, that your eye must stay at the point of contact until after the ball leaves. But she could never teach it. I said, we have a way to teach it. She spent the next year making sure the science supported it. And then she said, let's go. And that was 10 years ago. We started the company to say, now we want to go get this information out. So there's no easy shortcut trips. I'm just a deliverer of information. I'm a passionate coach, very sincere in science. My name is not on this, and it will never be on this. It's not about me. It's about the science and these people that did this. And now it's about Billie Jean's vision with it. And I say all this because it sometimes I can sound like I'm a commercial selling, because I am.
A little bit, yes.
Even a lot. Because we now know, I mean, we've got over 40, 50,000 out already. And the results, if you follow the drills that come with it, then we provide all the drills. You buy the device. It's, you know, I guess everybody would wonder what it is in U.S. dollars. You would think something like this would be $1,000 or $1,500, because it comes with we're going to be adding in a 3-year permanent improvement for any of the drills that you work with your coaches. We can guarantee the improvement if you do 10 minutes a day of your training. And it's $230. Comes with, we're redoing our drills right now, but they're on the website. There's 15 drills. It comes to like $15 a drill or something like that, you know, and it's nothing, but they're all science. They're all science-based drills that the coach doesn't do anything except get the student to go not hit on a backboard, not do air swings, do something that is so powerful that it will change forever the kid's ability to learn.
And I understand that a part of this program you're talking about includes visualization quite a bit. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
That's right. Okay, well, that's a tricky one. So let's just wrap off for the coaches, because coaches, I went, and then we'll talk about that. Just keep in mind, on the summary of this conversation, those who have to go, that we all know that perfect practice makes perfect, not practice makes perfect. We all know that you need thousands of reps. There is no shortcut. And I'm not saying there's a shortcut now. We need thousands and thousands of reps. We also know that only a few can afford it. And the rest of us wish we could. We now know that we have a training device, a neurological device that they can put in their home, and they can get thousands of reps a week that will allow them to do what they need to do. So we've cracked the code in just that alone. Yes, a go hit on a backboard creates neurological breakdowns, still miss hitting 80% of the time. We've replaced a backboard with a device that you can set up in your living room, in your garage, 10 feet of space, and literally go from there to a court and never need a ball to be hit to. You're already warmed up. So of course, yes, you can use them on the court for lessons. And we did some great work with that, and we did them at all our academies, of course. They had them on the court, and we could have six people at a time training. Instead of feeding balls to six people, they go walk on the trainer and they alternate, because it feeds a ball every other second. 30 balls a minute you're hitting, and you either hit missing or hitting, missing and hitting, missing and hitting. And it frees the coach to be, hey, I'm 3 feet away watching everybody. I don't have to feed a ball. I can see, I can walk around and behind them. I can see inside them. I can watch what they're doing. And if they want to coach, they could do it by Zoom. So yeah. That leads me to, am I making sense on the key component here is reps.
Absolutely.
The perfect reps, sweet spot reps, solid hit reps, solid hit reps. Okay, visualization. We are rolling out this month an opportunity for those people who cannot get to the court or who have coaches that we can help them learn better from their coaches or we can teach them ourselves. It's called Sweet Spot Brain Training Like a Grand Slam Winner. In this program, we have a patented process in which we zoom in at the home. You pick a shot on that stroke. We analyze the stroke on your trainer. We make sure your first thing is that you're perfectly balanced day one. When you're practicing, you're always practicing on balance, building that in. We make sure that all the techniques that are supposed to be in there correctly are being done correctly. And all this is done in the first 30 minutes. And in that first 30 minutes, we implant a neuro pathway accelerator, big fancy word for we get rid of all the junk, get rid of all the overthinking in your brain.
Okay.
We replace that with sweet spot hits and an acronym called VIML. VIML is the acronym that when you go onto the court that monitors your brain so that we can get, if you want to improve your lessons, this is for the lesson people. You use VIML when you go to the court. So the first part is off court, practice, go to your bit. The second is instruction. And we can now get your brain so quiet that it blocks out. VIML actually becomes an iron curtain for distraction. When you visualize, you cannot think. You cannot feel anything except that visual. Where are my clothes? Where is the keys to the car? Where in a Grand Slam champion am I going to hit that ball? And they visualize in their mind where it's going to go just before they hit it. We train that. We train that day one. So now I don't have to look up because I see where I'm going to hit the ball in my mind. And for those who are not sure how to do that, all you have to do is put your finger up, look at your finger, close your eyes, and you'll still see your finger. Right? Yeah. It's not something you train people to do. It's in our system. We do it every day, except Grand Slam winners do it instinctively. So their head feather doesn't move because it's nothing to look up to see. And what that does when your head is still, we all know, is now I'm on balance. Now my hips will fire. Now my whole body is in a domino powerful effect. So we put VIML in, make sure you visualize. And what's the next thing you do when you hit a ball? What's the very next thing we have to do on a tennis court? We hit the next instinct is to move.
Of course, yeah.
The next instinct is to look. When you mix those up, I visualize, I hit. I now begin my move to the next court, next ball, picture Alcaraz, all of them. They're not looking where their ball's going. They've already seen that. They're making their first step while the ball is starting to travel. They've already started traveling. And then they look. So VIML is a patented neuropathway accelerator, which simply means we clear out all the distractions so that instruction in the back of your brain is firing forward through that neural pathway straight into your hand, right to where you want the ball to go, and hitting solid hits. And when not, because we're practicing at home every day, the VIML, at the end of 5 weeks, now this is kind of, listen to this. At the end of 5 weeks, how long does it take where I can go to the court and play in a match and I can see like a Grand Slam winner. My mind is quiet, I'm anticipating, I'm reacting, I'm just getting to ball, trusting my instincts, trusting my coaches, have a quiet mind, correct self-correcting. 5 weeks. How many hours? 10 hours. 2 hours a week. We will get in 6,500 solid hits. No system in the world can we offer a coach that can be offered to a coach except now. There are other products out there that are great for technique, and you can do a topspin thing, but to get 6,500 solid hits in with your technique.
Yeah.
And we use Vimmo so that when they get to the court, they're not, they don't panic. They don't overthink. We get 6,500 of those in 1 hour a week at home and 1 hour a week on the court for 5 weeks. It's proven. It's tested. We have got, but it's really good. It's really good.
How have the feedback been so far from players using it or coaches having players using it?
Yeah. It's in the beginning, and we offer it. Well, the feedback was, you can go on the website. It's Sweet Spot Brain Training. Actually, just get me and the people give me out. The team will send it to them. Our partners are brilliant coaches as well and passionate. And so we've all been involved in the process. But now we've gone through, we have, our successes are from a 3.0 to 80 years old to people that are in the top 10 in the world in the ITF now and weren't. And we've had about, and it's small because we didn't want to go big yet, but maybe about 30 or 40 already. And and most of them all started one stroke and then doubled up and said, no, I want everything. I want all my strokes. Can we do one at a time? Mm. It's the only way you can do it. It's not, we get the mental concept in each stroke correct so that they can then go on and learn more from their coaches. So, yeah. And so what's a guarantee on all of this is like any other guarantee, there's no risk. In 5 weeks, we give a 3-year permanent improvement guarantee in that stroke. 3 years.
But can you really guarantee that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only if this, only in this, like go to the gym. After you finish your 5 weeks, let's say we just do the forehand. Now, the more strokes you get, the faster we don't need 5 weeks. You know, if you do 7 or 8 strokes, you'll do the whole package.
Yeah.
Then what you need is about an hour a month that you refill, replace, like going to the gym. You can't just stop. You just practice 15 minutes a week, 15 minutes a week, and so that you maintain that neuropathway clearness. If you stay off, your brain will be a little bit rusty, but you go right back onto your training. It's just like going out and hit 1,000 balls. Now I'm back in, well, I don't have to go on the court now. I know it's hard to believe, but if you believe in who Billie Jean King is, don't believe in me. You know, I'm just another pro that didn't make it to be number one in the world.
But Lena, do you think this brain trainer would have helped you as a player to reach much higher than you did? Yeah,
I was a supreme athlete, like you and like all the rest of us. We could run faster, we could jump higher, we were stronger. We had all of the athletic skills except ball striking. We didn't have the ball striking mentality that. Was a gift. We had to work at it and hit and hit and hit and hit. And it was really, we were working against our instincts. But you put me in another sport and you say, this is amazing. So we all know what I'm talking about. There's no, most of us as coaches, we're players. And so we know how freaking hard this thing is. And and so therefore our sensitivity is we understand the patience and the pain that it teaches to pull people through what we got through. But are we teaching them to be the best athletes they can be? If we are, then we know how critical the eye is. And if they have the eye-hand coordination, not just the hand, then Sweet Spot Brain Training is now puts two and two together. We know it's, and it's, and we're actually now putting it into schools. We got over 200 schools already started in the United States. It's called Sweet Spot Brain Training for the kids. It increases their focus for academics and sports. And the USTA is our partner, and a nonprofit called Fit America, which is probably the leading nonprofit for getting kids active again and moving, has now taken on the partnership with us. And so we're going to be rewriting PE curriculums for the PE teachers across the country. There is the professors have said this is a motor learning breakthrough.
Okay.
I'll take a pause on this so that I don't go too crazy, but does anybody, all of us know what scan, track, and focus means. Scan, track, and focus are the three functions that, if they are not working properly, our mechanics can't get out.
Okay.
Scan is the anticipation.
Yeah.
And if we, the anticipation thought, just so we all can get something from this, is get ready to go wherever it goes. I'm out hunting. I get ready to go wherever it goes. I'm looking for the birds, wherever they are. It's a scanning technique. That's the anticipation. We can handle up to 140, 150 miles an hour from the other side of the net. Easily, yeah. Easily. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. So scanning is learned on the sweet spot brain trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Tracking. We all know what tracking is. What's tracking? Tracking is after we've now picked it up on the radar.
Yeah.
And now I see where it's going. I get to my best position.
Yeah.
That's it. Any other thought will affect the position. Any thinking about where I'm going to, any conscious thinking. So we push all that to the back of the mind. Now, what should my player be thinking? Just get to your best position as soon as possible. Then what should I think? Now it's time to focus, right? Focus is an instinct. You don't think it. You don't teach it. You just do it. If you think it and teach it, it actually breaks the instinct down. So we do that on the trainer. Mm. How do you know that they're focusing properly? Now, somebody should think, let me see. How would I know they're focusing properly? How would they know that I'm getting in the scan, track, and focus? Because that's what the device is doing. How would I know it? And it's doing it in a 3-foot range, which is making it powerful. How would I know? Because they're hitting the sweet spot.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a clean hit. I see.
So we're training it without speaking it. Yeah. It's the beauty of this is we no longer have to say, keep your head down. Because when you do that, the eye stops focusing. Whatever you think, it'll stop the scan, track, and focus. So those are our instincts. Those are the ones we're training to put together for the coach's technique.
Yeah.
So Vimal, answering the question, is we're launching, and we are going to take another 10 players next month, I think 20. We're already filled now. And for those that are interested, please get back to me. Somehow we'll leave my information.
This is a
unpaid political announcement.
Go ahead.
But the mission is to change the way we think in a way that allows coaches to get what they want out faster.
Yeah.
Reps are the key. So the devices can be Lisa and Petter at House of Potent, they are the leaders now for what we want to do for Europe to be able to help every kid become the best athlete they can be. Every child deserves to be able to be the best athlete they can be. Every coach deserves to get their kids to be able to use their eyes to the best ability they can without having to pay $100,000 for some kind of crazy, things that are machines that are out there and all kinds of surgeries. This is from a neurological based clinic and neurologically based studies that are proven. Billie Jean is the light for all of us to say, hey, if you respect the person who dedicated her life to betterment, this is her gift for tennis.
So
I hope I've answered the questions okay.
You did very well. You did very well. When was it released first? How long have it been on the market?
About 11 years.
11 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It was in beta testing for 15 years, 20 years past before that in our academies.
Wow.
But it wasn't the kind of device you would make and could go into the homes, and we didn't have a training system that we were figuring out how does this computer work. We were writing the software for it, it's not like it was. We were doing things. I had 16 coaches on our team that in our academies we were training. Oh my gosh, we had 6 courts, and we were training 500 students a week. 500 a week. It was a lot. So it was pretty, but it was to us, it was our laboratory. Mm-hmm. And so now the day has come where coaches can now have a benefit. They can have a way to get the students to learn what they want them to learn, not have to be standing right there, and then they can show up. Our study shows so far don't hold me to the numbers, that we believe that 80% of the learning for the brain is going to be done off court in the future. 80%. You give them what they need, they'll go practice it, and now they come back, and it's like you're teaching a Roger Federer. Holy mackerel, you know, man, what else can I do? But for those who have ladies and adults, they literally say, we've had a lady in Canada, a lady in her mid-70s that played on her 3-0 team. And she says, would this work for me? And we said, sure. She started with her forehand. She's now taking all the strokes. 2 months into her training, I mean, 2 weeks into the training, she reported back, because we meet, we do a 4 Zoom meetings over the 5 weeks to make sure that you're in alignment. It's like running a Mayo Clinic. We make sure everything is in sync. You tell us what you're missing, what you're not missing. I'm starting to, and all the extra thoughts start pouring out. Should I think about this? Should I think about this? No, trust that. What should I think about? Should I think about the score? Should I think about the tactics? Should I think about when the ball's coming over? No, trust that. Those are your instincts. We work on those at home. Yeah. We work on those skills. Should I think about my unit turn? No, trust that. We just keep clearing out all of the extra thoughts that block the eye from scanning, tracking, and focusing. When you're passed at the net, something blocked your eye from picking the ball up and scanning it. When you run to the wrong space and you're too close, something blocked your eye from the spacing. When you miss it and the stroke breaks down and your follow-through doesn't come out cleanly like it did the other shot, something blocked your eye. Vimo just clears it out. Now, teach me something. And I'm working at an academy. This is a great story for everybody. I'm doing some consulting at a very high-level academy. And everybody can identify to this. And they brought me in to work with all the kids. And so there's this young gal in the kind of a junior high performance stage. She's about 12. And got her over the 2 weeks that I kept seeing her, she started to really get it down to where I was hitting the balls 60, 70 miles per hour.
Okay.
Because she could scan. Now, this is still not a high-level player. She was way ahead of it, early, easy, no problem. 60, 70 miles per hour. Missed some, corrected some, never had to say a word. The tennis director comes over, the owner of the academy, says, no. The follow-through. We got to change that follow-through. Okay, go change it. No, listen. Okay, go change it. Because her mind was cleaned, right? You could put something in. He said, instead of following this way, I want her to go up and over and grab it. I said, okay. Just tell her. She says, no. Let's toss her a few balls so she can get it right. I said, no, you don't have to. Just tell her that's what you want. Show her what you want. Okay. And I said, are you ready? Yeah. I said, okay, you know what to do, right? Okay, let me see. Okay, now you don't have to think about it. Just go do it. She did it automatically because her mind was clear. There's no clutter. She could feel it. She knew what to do. Then her eye took over and bingo. He looked at me. He says, what'd you do? Now, I'm still feeding from the other side of the net and pretty hard. And he was saying, let me go over and feed her some balls first so she gets it. I said, no, Randy, you don't have to. Said, it'll be all right. What we're doing is we're clearing out a brain so that it can learn faster. And the eye is the pathway that we use. And the cool thing is we don't have to do a doggone thing except go hit on that thing and make sure you get a close on this. 80% of all hits on the sweet spot trainer must be solid. 80% of all hits on the sweet spot trainer, you have to have a visual target in your mind. It could be the ashtray, it could be a doorknob, but you're always putting a visual target into your mind. 80% of the time, you're always doing what a Grand Slam winner does. You're visualizing. 80% of the time, you're visualizing, hitting, moving, and then looking. 80% of the time, you're hitting solidly. 1,000 a week is 10 minutes a day. Now we are building up in our brain what that kid now has is I knew she was sweet spot brain trained and that we could start giving her other things to do, open stance, close, you know, whatever it is, her eye will deliver it. So we're like coaching Federers, you know, okay. So don't believe me, you guys, but go to get your machines and get going. Cause it's no luck. It's not somebody, I'm not a guy invented anything.
Lenny, super interesting, and thanks so much for sharing your journey and the information about the iCoach. And we will leave your contact information in the show notes, and and of course the address to House of Bontin and so on as well. Lenny, thanks for taking your time.
One check. I just want to take two things. One is about the commercial I'm making right this second, and that is. It's Billie Jean King's iCoach. Is the find out when the other one is new. It's if you're interested in the sweet spot brain training, in which we work with you like on a clinic basis, and in 5 weeks you can you get permanent improvement in that stroke. Now when we mean that, it means you can go cross court, down the line, topspin, lobs, and say you took a forehand. All of those are built in. Open stance, closed stance, drop shot are all included in this, because the brain can learn so much faster. We build those in over those 5 weeks. And the KPI, the key performance indicator, which I forgot to say, for all of you coaches, for us, I'd like to share our KPI is that you can correct. If you make one mistake, you can correct it the very next time. That's our goal for every student when they're playing in a match. You hit, you miss it, the next one, you self-correct. That's a Grand Slam winner. We are down, usually it starts at 4-1. I miss it, it takes me four times to get it. Not in a match, in the practice. And we get them down to 2-1, then we get them down to 1-1. Down the lines, cross court, top spins, passing shots are all built in the same stroke, all built in. So now when you go back, now that's why they all want more strokes. But we can do all of that in 10 hours. Hour a week at home, an hour a week on the court. So please, y'all, take a look at this. Yes, I am pushing that like crazy, but yes, it is the best thing that I've been a part of, and not have done anything to do to take credit for, other than get on your show. Linus, the other thing I wanted to say is I asked you a question before we got on, and I said, why are you doing this? And I hope everybody realizes that there are very few people that I get to meet, and that answer what you answered. And so my hat's off to you that you're a learner. You're still learning. You want to keep learning more. And that's why you did it. And if we all keep doing that, then this world is a better place. And you and I definitely have that in common. So I'm sure I'll be hearing a lot more from you, and I'll be having a podcast, and you'll be saying to me, okay, now what have you learned? I got my stuff out there.
Exactly. And I'm actually pretty sure that the guys who listen to this all also wants to learn, because I mean, I guess that's why they follow the podcast. So we're all in the same boat, and if we can share with each other, I think it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Definitely.
All right. Lenny, so much fun talking to you, and I'm sure we will keep in touch in the future as well.
For sure. Thanks, Linus. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Right.
That was Lenny Schloss. And everybody, if you want to read more about the iCoach and the tools that Lenny were talking about, please head over to the website of houseofbontin.se, where you can find out more about the iCoach, and you can also get in touch with Lenny or Petter and Lisa at House of Bontin. I leave all their contact information in the show note. And also remember, you have a discount on 15% at houseofbontin.se on all the products that are not already discounted, or on Slinger Bag. But for example, on iCoach, if you use the voucher code Linus. So Linus at houseofbontin.se for 15% discount. And thanks so much to Lenny. And a new episode is already on the way. We keep in touch. Take care, everybody.